Spring training in Port St. Lucie on Tuesday. Michael Conforto took center stage along with Edwin Diaz and new starter Taiwan Walker. Conforto talked about coming up as a youngster and having both David Wright, Daniel Murphy, and other veterans around. He's already a leader for this team, and he hopes to become even more of one this year and beyond. That's providing they get him signed. Conforto is a free agent at the end of the season. Conforto stressed the Mets can't believe the hype that surrounds them. They have to go out and prove it.
Well, I had a conversation with Louis at the end of last year. And I feel like I've been around here for a while, and we've had some talented teams. I think this is the most talented team that we've had in a long time. But there always seems to be this hype around either our pitching staff or the young hitters that we have or whatever it may be. And I've seen that, it's not that we didn't work hard, but you can fall into this mode of thinking that you're better than you are. And you're not good unless you win a lot of games. That's just plain and simple. So, and we haven't done that yet. We look forward to doing that this year, but, we have to put the work in first. We have to, have that process, those routines and those practices like champions, before we can go out there and win games. And I think it all starts here. We've started that process.
Last year, a couple of days after the season, Conforto was packing up his stuff in the Mets locker room, and manager Luis Rojas happened to be there as well. They had a long heart-to-heart talk about the disappointment of the 2020 season, not making a 16-team playoff when they were easily one of the best clubs in all of baseball. Conforto stressed that talent doesn't mean everything, and it actually means nothing if you don't put in the work.
I think there's been enough talk about what our expectations should be. I think the most important thing is that we go out there and we work hard. We take it day by day, and it's easy to see the talent that we have. But I think it's important that we don't allow that talent to be our worst enemy. I think a lot of times talent can make you complacent. And I think this group, with the leadership that we have, we're not going to do that. We're going to go out there every day, and we're going to work hard. We're going to earn what we get. And we have to do our best to go out there and win every day. We're not going to do that, but, we certainly have the talent. We need to put in the work. And so I'm excited to go out there and do that with these guys and have a lot of fun doing it.
Rojas was so taken by what Conforto said, it resonated with him throughout the offseason, and it's formed the template and permeated the start of Mets camp thus far this spring training.
It was, for me personally, I can share, it was inspirational. It's the angle he had on the things that we needed to do, not like on the field specifically, like we need to work on this and that. It's just, he talked a lot about how not only being talented is enough in this game. And, and he was really, you could tell he was really emotional. This guy, being in this organization for the, years now, went through the ladder real quick, got to the big leagues in 15, playing the World Series, like, all that experience, I'm sure Michael wants it back. And he was very emotional just saying on how we say and how we felt that we were so good last year. And we talked about it, but there's so much to do, than just like saying that we're talented. So he knew there was work to do. And, getting with him, in the first couple of days now, we actually talked about it again in a, I think it was yesterday, because it was inspirational for me, because he kind of like helped me to prepare together with the staff and to help the guys prepare now in spring training. So, it's part of the drive that we have going on now and the target that we have as a group in camp to be the team that we want to be.
Conforto had an excellent year last year. He batted .322, a .927 OPS, 9 homers, and 31 RBIs. He also made some strides defensively. So what kind of hitter does Conforto see himself as?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I would love to be, you know, I see myself as a guy who can go everywhere with power, but can also take what the pitcher is giving me, take what the defense is giving me out there. You know, and that's not to say that I'm looking to push the ball out over the left field. You know, I'm generally looking to stay through the middle of the field, but if I catch it a little late, it'll shoot through the, you know, the left side. If I'm a little bit early, I'll pull it. You know, it's not a mindset of I need to pull for power. It's a mindset of let's stay right back through the pitcher with a level swing that can, you know, cover a lot of pitches in a lot of locations.
And as in his talk with Rojas, Conforto wants to keep working to become a more complete player.
Well, you know, I worked on a lot of the same things. I felt like there were times last year that I lost sight of what I was trying to do, you know, be that complete hitter. And, you know, it's natural. You go out there, you start hitting a couple home runs, and then you get away from what took you to that point. And so I'm trying to keep that in check. I was working on that this offseason of, you know, really staying level with my swing, being comfortable going to all fields, and, you know, just having a simple checklist of things that bring me back to that point. And I think we did a good job of that. I think there's still room for me to grow on the bases defensively, and, you know, just as a person, as a leader in the clubhouse. And so I look forward to having that opportunity this year.
Rojas is always careful to stay away from naming roles in his bullpen, but if you ask Sugar, Edwin Diaz, he'll take the ball in the ninth inning, thank you, every time. Here's translation of his thoughts on that, courtesy of interpreter Alan Suriel.
Every season, every offseason, I prepare myself to be the closer of the team. I think last season was really important for me. I had a tremendous season last year. But I'm not the one who makes the decisions, but I know my mindset and my preparation is to be the closer of this team.
Diaz had a real bounce-back season from the 15 home run surrendered season of 2019, 50 strikeouts in 26 innings, and a 1.75 ERA. He commanded his fastball and his slider much better, and much better location on both as well, and he may try to incorporate a changeup into his repertoire this year. Now, can he duplicate what he did in 60 games over 162? Well, Diaz says yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what helped me out a lot last season. It really had to do with the mechanics. I was staying behind the ball. I was releasing the ball in front of me, and that's what happens when you do that. You're able to get a lot of late life on those pitches, and you're able to command them the way that you want to.
Taijuan Walker will throw his first side session on Wednesday. The free agent was the last piece brought aboard by the Mets, and Walker was asked what tilted the scales towards coming here.
Yeah, I think all the moves they made, you know, getting Lindor, you know, top five player in the game easily, Carrasco, having Stroman here, DeGrom, the rotation was really good. But the lineup too, you know, they have a really good young core, and I think everyone's just excited to win, and knowing that we have a good team here, just the energy that I've been here the last couple of days is great. So that's kind of what really attracted me early on, just the big moves they're making and, you know, showing the fan base that they're ready to win now.
Walker underwent Tommy John surgery in 2018, and he also had some shoulder capsule problems that further complicated matters in his comeback. He spent a lot of time on the mental preparation, refining his mental preparation, and it's actually helped him a lot as he approached his work on the mound.
You know, I came up at a really young age, so it was more of, I was just kind of going out there just throwing. You know, I had a really good fastball, and I just kind of relied on it a lot more, and so being able to step back from the game, I was able to change the way I kind of attacked hitters, just being aggressive, knowing, okay, I have a defense behind me, I have a good defense behind me, make it put the ball in play. You know, I don't have to strike out 15 guys or try to strike out 15 guys and get my pitch count up. You know, I really want to try to go deep in the games and just really trying to be aggressive out there.
When Walker was close to signing his two-year deal with the Mets, he celebrated big time by breaking out a bottle of wine from Tom Seaver's Vineyard, GTS 2018. By the way, really good wine, said Walker. Other news, if you're worried about Jacob deGrom, don't. He was throwing about 99 miles an hour today during live BP, and he looked to be in mid-season form on February 23rd. Okay. Dellin Betances is focusing on his mechanics and his arm angles to offset a dip in velocity. We'll see how that works out. And young outfielder Pete Crow Armstrong was quite impressive in outfield drills today, especially the sliding grabs. Crow Armstrong's got a lot of speed, and he also gets great jumps on the ball as well. That'll do it from camp today. We'll be back at Mets camp again tomorrow. Tune in for the Mets podcast. I'm Ed Coleman.